It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Who doesn't need a vacation? I mean, whether you're getting away for a few days to a resort or even just a spa day. I mean, we all need to get away a little bit. And so I'm excited about today's guest because she is the go-to guru in spas. Mary Bemis is she's the editorial director of InsidersGuideToSpas.com. She's an award-winning spa journalist, honored with Folio's Top Women in Media Award. In 1997, she launched American Spa Magazine, which we've all read. In 2007, she co-founded Organic Spa Magazine. She's a pioneer in sustainable spa and beauty worlds. She's even the co-curator for Cosmoprof's North America Discover Green Pavilion. So I'm excited to have her on today. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
And I'm reading this bio.
I'm excited to talk to a beauty guru.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, as I get to have you on today, I'm excited because what you do, and I don't mean this offensively, but you've got a tough job. You have to go to spas and evaluate them? Come on. We all want that job.
Yeah, everybody. I have so many friends and family who are standing in line to do this. But listen, I've been doing this for almost 30 years. And, you know, it's sort of like being in this, you're going to go, yeah. It's like going to a restaurant, being a restaurant critic. You know, at some point, I'm not going to say it's not enjoyable because I love what I do, but it really, I do approach it from a critic's eye. And I think, you know, I have a stable of about 12 wonderful writers out there who really, they're the ones these days who are really pounding the pavement and going to the spas and, you know, enjoying all of that. But it's a fascinating industry. It really is. So I'm happy to talk about it with you today.
If you ever need a volunteer, you let me know.
Okay, I will.
And more importantly, though, is you hit a heart, you know, hit my heart or hit a soft spot with me, because Cosmoprof is our industry's big mm-hmm. event. And you're a co-curator of the Discover Green Pavilion there. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk a little bit about it. What did you see there this year? What are some of the trends you're seeing?
Well, you know, just to back up a bit for your listeners who may not know what Cosmoprof is, it's headquartered in Italy, in Bologna. It's the largest, most professional beauty show that we have in the States. I mean, this is, you know, the cat's meow, and it's a very serious show. It's, you know, people come from many countries. They come to see what's new. So the fact that Cosmoprof, I think it was this coming up is the third year of the Discover Green, the fact that this humongous entity even, you know, went into the green market space is entirely telling of what's going on, what I see going on in beauty with the consumer these days. It's not, you know, it's not woo-woo anymore. It's not crunchy, hippy-dippy. It's really what a growing number of people want, and it's become pretty mass right now. Now, that's interesting to me because I've been tracking this for so long and writing about it for so long. You know, the consumer mindset has changed so much. So was your original question, what did I find?
I'll interject, because you backed up and said something important, because I take it for granted. I've been in the industry, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, a few decades, and mm-hmm. so the first time to Cosmoprof was just mind-boggling to me. I want to say they asked me there's like 100,000 people, there's multiple buildings, they actually mm-hmm. Dedicate train cars to bringing people to hotels in other cities because mm-hmm. they don't fit in them in Bologna, and it's so amazing. So to me, in the industry, it's the main show we all have to be at. And
oh,
so
absolutely.
I take it for granted. You're right. Our listeners don't do what you and I do every day. And mm-hmm. so Cosmoprof mm-hmm. is the biggest show. It's like, you know, I want to compare it to the Emmys. You know,
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the Discover Green Pavilion, this past summer, we grew it from 20 to 40 brands in the natural and organic categories. And we had 10 more in a special in the green leaf section that were targeted to, we had top spa, you know, corporate spa directors coming in and big, you know, retail brands coming in to look for really cool products. And what I did was I co-curated, I helped put together those products and sort of vetted them and did the whole thing with a wonderful woman named Danielle Chiocon, who's been doing this for years. So, you know, it was, to me, it sort of, I got to see my world come full circle or close another circle, which always makes me happy, because, you know, telling this green spa story or talking about natural skincare for so long, you know, people didn't want to hear it, you know, 10, 20 years ago. They didn't want to hear it. And the consumer's really driving this market, especially that M word, the millennials, you know, they want.
Well, I think part of it is because years ago, and I've done work in the health food industry as well, and I think that's where people always put natural, and they just thought it's either natural, but I want it to work and get rid of wrinkles, so the science has to be a different category. Mm-hmm. And I think we're now seeing a blending of the two come together where some of the natural ingredients are backed by science, and we're seeing therapeutic mm-hmm. products now come out of that industry, so it's not a separate category anymore. So it's now, let's look for things that have results, but they're naturally made,
exactly.
and they're good for us. Mm-hmm. It's not just mm-hmm. makes us look good, but they're actually good for us. And so yeah. what were some of the breakthrough items you saw there?
Well, the breakthrough items, I think what came, you know, what became, first of all, you walk through these aisles and it smells fantastic. And that's, you know, that's because we're dealing with a lot of natural, wonderful, potent fragrances. And, you know, the things that struck me is that I think the desire for sheet masks of any kind, this is not going away. I mean, masks and patches, it may sound like, oh, you know, we've had these around a long time, but, you know, there's a chemist who has created a brand called Orgade, which is the first real true organic sheet mask. I mean, people are into patches and masks. And as far as an ingredient that I saw over and over again, this may interest you, is saffron. You know, saffron in skincare and hair care, and I thought that was very interesting.
It is.
You know, exactly. And hyaluronic acid, still very a hot one. You know, so more products with these things.
I actually hold a patent in using different types of hyaluronic acid. And so I'm very big into it. And so it's an old ingredient that's now coming back, but I think it's the way we're delivering
it.
Different molecular weights, things like that, but that's science mm-hmm. geek talk. So let you keep mm-hmm. going, because we're here to hear about you.
No, so however you want to refer to it, anti-aging, aging gracefully, mature. I mean, this is, hydration will always be what women are looking for. But I loved all of the spritzes and sprays. And I just think their quality of them are just getting better and better. Facial sprays, aroma mist, you know, I actually keep one on my desk. I believe in, so it's the power of aromatherapy. You know, people are, I'm happy. I think people are slowing down in a good way to understand these, you know, old rituals, these healing rituals. I think aromatherapy is one of them. So the number of sprays and spritzes and all of that, I was very happy to see. Oils, again, facial oils, body oils, they're getting better and better. They're not going away. There's still a huge demand for that. What I wish hadn't happened in the oil category is the facial oil as a cleanser. I don't think the consumer understands how to properly cleanse their face with a heavy-duty facial oil. And I don't know how you feel about that, but I agree.
It's great for removing some of the waterproof makeup, because waterproof makeup's mm-hmm. you know, waterproof but not oilproof, so it breaks it down.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people use the wrong mm-hmm. oils that can clog the pores.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And I don't think that, I think with the, you know, the love, and I love a good, yeah. So there's some
we're
going to
run out
there,
of,
I think.
We're going to run out of time here. So what I'm going to do is invite our listeners to visit your website, insidersguidetospas.com. Our guest today is Mary Bemis. Mary, I apologize at being so short, but
we've all got
hectic lives.
Thank you. Oh,
so thank you for all you do. To our listeners again, visit her website, insidersguidetospas.com. We'll post the link on our website as well. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And if you have a question about beauty, don't forget, just ask David. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.